Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Josh, I have thoughts, and I'll ask you, in terms of a regular season game, is that a difficult defeat as you had to stomach in your time here so far?
All losses feel the same. Doesn't really...
Who was on the line tonight with that team? Where you guys stood? That's what I meant by that.
I mean, I think in front of us.
How much of a factor was the wind?
It wasn't too bad. A couple throws, obviously, it may have affected. It's you got to play the conditions here.
Josh, I know you were telling the guys after the Saints game, time to start stacking some wins. I mean, you guys know the schedule's getting shorter here on the back end. Kind of start doing that. Where are we now? Are we like DEFCON 2 here, or what's the urgency to really start to get rolling here?
I mean, we got to play better. It's no secret. We got to start winning games to accomplish what we want to accomplish. But like I said, everything's in front of us, and we kind of get to control our own destiny. You know, we got to find a way to keep winning, or you know, start winning games here towards the end, and start stacking them together. But it starts with the next one.
Josh, you guys started the season 4-1. You're 3-4 since then. That's a pretty big sample size. How is this thing spiraled out of control, really, in about 2 months' time?
I don't know if it's spiraling out of control. I don't know if I'd put it in that context, but you know, we got to win the close ones. We got to find a way, and we were 1-4 in the red zone tonight. Didn't play good enough. I take that very personally, and you know, I got to play better and be better for this team.
Josh, you're 12 games into the season, and I appreciate saying each week when you lose, you've got to figure it out and get better. There's sort of been a pattern to the losses. Is this who you guys are at this moment, the type of team, the way you've lost? And does it need to change now? We're in mid-December. I mean, these are the biggest games of the year.
Yeah, we got to find a way to win. I don't know what you want me to say. Like, again, we didn't play good enough. We gotta play better than the other team that we play on every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, whatever it may be. We haven't done that you know, too often in the last few weeks, and we understand that. But again, you know, there is a sense of urgency with us, but we're going to go out and practice hard and focus on the next one.
Josh, how confident are you that you guys have the right mental makeup inside that locker room to turn this around and flip the switch? And that might not be the right wording, but kind of figure it out and get it on a roll.
No, I'm very confident in our guys. We've got some great leaders. We've got some true professionals on this team, and you know, this can be one that can rip us apart or bring us together, and I think the latter. You know, I think, we'll get things rolling, and I know for a fact that we will because of the makeup that we have.
Hey, Josh, acknowledging that both of these offenses, you and the offenses, are built differently, right? And acknowledging the success you guys have had through the air, but on a night like tonight, did you feel you needed to run it more effectively as a team?
I just felt we needed to execute whatever call was made by Coach Dable. You know, I don't know if we executed it as well as we wanted to in both areas. And again, you don't get to take plays back. So again, we understand that we got to play better and we got to go out there and execute. And it starts with me.
Josh, what happened on the fumble with Matt Breida early in the game? It looked like maybe he didn't even have it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I got it to him or not. I'll have to look at the tape, but right now I'm pretty unclear of what happened, but that's something that we got to clean up.
Josh, when you mentioned the red zone struggles, was there something consistently happening there, or just what happened?
I mean, again, the, with conditions and how defenses are going to play that type of way, you know, going back to that, that's can't take a sack there and force us out of field goal range, understanding the weather. So, again, just situational football, got to be better.
On the deep ball to Diggs there, did you talk to him? Did he get kind of turned around? Was he having trouble tracking it? The incomplete ball. I don't know if the wind took it on him or what happened there.
I'm sure it did. You know, when the ball's in the air like that with the type of weather that we had tonight, I'm sure it's up there moving. Again, that's a play that I trust him to make, and I know he's going to make a lot more of those and, than he's not. You know, it just doesn't make me not trust him any more or any less.
Josh, you said the wind wasn't too bad. I think that's exact. But, I mean, how much more difficult than a night like that is it to operate a precision-type offense?
And again, I don't know if it affected us too bad. Maybe a throw here or there. But again, that's why I'm here, to play in those types of conditions and got to find a way.
Josh, what did they throw at you on that fourth and 14 at the end there?
It was zero. And, you know, we had a good concept called. I think the ball kind of died a little bit. But the guy made a good play falling off on the inside post. And typically in zero, you don't get that, but the type of zero they play with eyes on the quarterback, that's it was a good play by him, and hats off to him.
Looks like you had dropping down that seam down at the scoreboard end. Was the timing just off a little bit? Because he looked like he was about to come free, but you got it out quick, and it just looked like you and him, timing-wise, might have just
Which one was that one?
Down here at the scoreboard end. It looks like he was carrying his man up the seam there, and you threw it early, and couldn't stretch and get a hand on it.
Back was that going the other way? That way?
Towards the scoreboard, yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, I thought they jumped off sides. And I was just trying to give them a chance. And, again, just maybe put the ball out too far in front of them. But just trying to get the ball in the air where he can have a chance to make a play.
Josh, you're team captain, leader. What, you know, we're not in the locker room now with – to be around, you know, you guys very often. So what is the mood of this team right now? What is, you mentioned earlier being confident that you have the right guys to turn things around. What gives you that confidence, and where do you feel the morale of this team is right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think, frankly, we're pissed off because we want to be great. We're pissed off for greatness, and we expect so much of out of ourselves. And when we don't play the way we know how we can play, it could be angering at times, but again, with the makeup of the guys that we got, you know, I got no doubt in our ability, in our team ability, to turn this around and start winning games here towards the end of the season.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.